Researchers at the Brookings Institution have found that children from low-income families often do worse in school because their families have few financial resources, plus their parents tend to have less education, along with higher rates of single and teen pregnancy. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, a national home-based early learning program with chapters in Florida hopes to level the playing field.
Albrina Hendry is perched on the sofa of her small living room in Tampa as a granddaughter sits on the floor watching cartoons and eating a snack. When Haley Green takes the last bite of a bagel, Hendry gets up, turns off the TV, and the pair begins the serious business of homework.
What is 8 takeaway 6?
8 takeaway 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2.
That's good.
In August, Haley graduated from HIPPE, which stands for Home Instruction for Parents of Preschool Youngsters. She was just 3 years old when her granny signed them both up for the early learning program.
And now I'm big and I go to school and I'm 6 years old now.
For 3 years, a trained worker came to their house to role play lessons with Hendry. In the HIPPE program, parents teach kids about numbers, letters, shapes, and colors, and instruct them on how to follow directions. The adults are taught techniques to engage children in the material, and they also get tips on how to react if their child makes a mistake, a skill Hendry says she wished she had when her own kids were growing up.
I was tough, you know? I was a tough mom. So with Haley and HIPPE, I get a chance to learn how to do it the correct way.
Don't cry, Granny, don't cry.
I get a chance to do it the correct way, and she loves it.
Brenda Brinson is the program director for HIPPE in Hillsborough County. She says the biggest difference between HIPPE and better-known programs like Head Start is that one-on-one emphasis between parent and child.
That is a very positive part of the model, because when you carve out that time for the child, especially in a family that you have multiple kids and you're working with that child every single day, this is our HIPPE time, this is our time together, their child sees them in a different light. You're just not mommy or dad, you're my teacher.
Or in Haley's case, her grandmother is the teacher, and she says, a really good one.
She's perfect.
And you're the best Haley in the world.
Mary Lindsay, the state director of HIPPE Florida, says getting to children before they start school is critical. And it's her job to get that message out to poor families, some who don't realize teaching is part of parenting.
Once they're in school and they don't have the background, it is much more difficult to remediate, to catch up, to tutor. By the time they are 5, the brain research by 5, those windows are closing.
There are currently 129 HIPPE programs operating in the U.S. There are 14 in Florida, from Miami-Dade to the Panhandle. Each is funded separately, but most with a combination of local, state, and federal money. Luckily for Hendry and her granddaughter Haley, the Children's Board of Hillsborough County has been consistently supporting the program for years. The average cost in the county is between $2,000 to $3,000 per child. That includes the salary of the trainer, all the school materials, and in Hillsborough, wraparound mental health services. Lindsay says her biggest challenge outside of funding is getting more families to even know HIPPE exists and how important early learning is.
Whatever you're teaching at home, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the smart, that's what they're going to be.
And for Haley, that meant showing up for first grade, knowing the basics, like the alphabet, and having someone at home to read with, and to make her feel special. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.